Yud. So Perek Yud is the Perek that talks about Olam Haba, Gan Eden, the Neshama, a lot of these deep things. So, and how Hashem gives schar in the world. So the Goyin says, a Peris Shalat Tzadikim in Nois Nimli Rak Lebanim. Many times the Peris that we've been talking about don't go to him, they go to his children. Because his children are payers. So the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards the person with his payers is in his children. Now, a lot of these things are, very big kitzer, and they need explanation. Like, I'll quote you the next piece, Perek Yud Ois Gimel. He says, Tzedaka u'mishpat hein dalsois ha-Torah. Christians, what does tzedaka u'mishpat mean? And he says, tzedaka u'mishpat is so fundamental, it's the delos for the Torah. It's the doorway. So what does that mean, it's the doorway? So the doorway means you can't get into the house without walking through the door. So it means you will not be zoicha to Torah without tzedaka and mishpat. So what is tzedaka and what is mishpat? Now, very interestingly, we translate in English tzedakah as charity. Charity means it's a very charitable act. Wow, you're such a nice guy. You give him charity, right? We don't look at it like that. I don't believe that non-Jews or people that are not even in our society understand or have any concept of how we give tzedakah. It's impossible for them to understand that. You know, I've been told by some business people that their accountants just don't believe them. So there's no way you gave away that amount of money. It's just you're just giving it away. What are you getting in return? You know, the way our society gives tzedakah is unbelievable. It's just it's not within the seichel, the realm of understanding. If you're not in our society, but the Goyin is saying that. So I heard this word from my father actually. He told me once. He says tzedakah in English is defined as charity. Charity is a charitable act, so beautiful. By us, tzedakah is tzedek. Tzedek is justice, right? Tzedek u'mishpat. You have to. It's the way Hashem set up the world that these people are supposed to support these people, right? And the community needs this, and this is how Hashem gives it to the community. So tzedek by us is not tzedek by us is not charity. Tzedek by us is righteous. You need to do it, okay? And the Goyin is saying, "Akei dekach the tzedakah and mishpat." The pshat is that hein dalsois ha-Torah. A person that does not have the midos of tzedakah and mishpat cannot really enter into the depths of Torah. Okay, the question is why not? And the answer is because if a person doesn't think that they're required to be goy mal chesed, and they think it's extra credit, so what are you required to do? You're only required to think about yourself? That's what you're on this world, to think about yourself? No, the function of a human being in this world is to give to other people, to be doy mal HaKadosh Baruch. If you want the greatest level that someone can reach in this world is as close as they are to being similar to Hashem, right? What is the one midah that we know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The one midah that drove HaKadosh Baruch Hu to creating the world that he wanted to give to others? He wanted to be a nicing. He wanted to give. So for us to avoid that midah would be basically saying, that we're not similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how are you going to get Torah? Torah is the Chochma of Hashem. So if Torah is the Chochma of Hashem, the closer that a person is in his character, to being like Hashem, the closer that he'll actually be zeichet to Torah. So a person who does not have tzedek u'mishpat will not and cannot be zeichet to Torah. That's the Goyin is saying over here. Okay, I think it's a very deep idea. It's a very fundamental idea. Okay, the greater it, one is in chesed, the greater one can be in Torah. Who is the greatest person that we've had in Torah in the last 200 years? I don't mean the greatest necessarily in knowledge. I'm not coming to judge that. But what I am saying is one of the people that had the greatest impact on the derech of learning of all the yeshivas in the last 100 years, besides Reb Chaim Volozhin, of course, is Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, Reb Chaim Brisker. So if you would go to Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, let me see if I can get a picture of it. If you can, would describe Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik was the Rosh Yeshiva of Volozhin, he was the Rav of Brisk. So, hold on, something you can share. So what would you say is the primary midah of Reb Chaim is his Torah. That's what describes him the most, right? Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, he was a goyin in Torah. He was a mechadish in Torah. He showed people how to, learn, analyze, etc. Right? However, let me see if I can find a picture of it. If I can find a picture of it, it would be really cool. Doesn't look like it's coming up so fast. I don't have images on my computer, so it's not going to come up so fast. But I wanted to show you that's not going to come up on my computer. That in the grave of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, what it says is, in big round letters on top, it says Rav HaChesed. The Reb Chaim Soloveitchik was as much of a goyim in Chesed as he was in Torah. And according to this Goyin, it's because that he was Rav Chesed that he was looking to his Torah. Because, like the stories with Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, that people would come in, and it was basically his house like a soup kitchen, basically. And he would just serve meals to whoever happened to have sat down there that day. And his wife was like, yeah, no problem, I'm just sitting and serving meals. And the story goes that Reb Chaim's sitting next to some guy. And the guy turns to Reb Chaim, he doesn't know that he's the Balabas. And he turns to Reb Chaim, he's like, hey, how long do you think I could stay here for? And Reb Chaim says, I don't know, but they haven't kicked me out yet. Okay. So
who's to put up signs?
Right. Who just said that?
I know, I just heard
it. And then you guys said, don't give any ideas to the Rosh Kol. What was that? Who said that? Who was that? Oh, Rabbi. I don't know, someone just spoke about that here. Remember?
Was it Thursday night?
No. It was more like a relaxed atmosphere, I feel. That basically, they would come and the people would come and start posting things on the doors, on the walls of Reb Chaim's house. It's like a soup kitchen. So a guy comes in and he's like, puts up there, he's like, laundryman needed, milkman wanted, and whatever. So he was a goyin in chesed. And the way you become a gadol in Torah is through gadlus and chesed. That is what the goyin is saying over here. That's what he means. And so even though he calls it, he says tzedakah u'mishpat. Tzedakah and mishpat. Tzedakah means the understanding that one needs to give tzedakah. It's tzedek. You need to do that. Mishpat is the understanding that not everything is just bakumtmir. I want it more and more. The mishpat means there's a certain yashrus in things. There's a certain way that things have to be. And a person has a hakara of yashrus, of mishpat, then they can be zoichet to chachma fatera. Uschar hatzdakah oisher. The schar for tzedakah is wealth. Uschar mishpat, the schar for mishpat, hu memshala, is the midah of memshala.
What does self-control?
Huh?
What does that mean? Memshala?
No, that he'll be in charge of other people. Meaning, what's the mile of that? The mile of that is, the way he explains it, is because then he'll be able to bring more mishpat to the world. A person has the midah of mishpat, then by him being in a position of leadership, he will be able to implement more mishpat, and he will be able to implement that things are following the rules. Or he makes rules and then follows, but whatever. The point is, something... if you don't do those midas, even that which you should have, you won't have. So in other words, doing tzedakah mishpat, you're zoicha to it. Not doing tzedakah mishpat, even that which is becoming to you, you won't get. Yeah, we're not into, you know, stars in this religion. We don't just like, you know, hey, do the best you can. Of course, there's something to that, but my mind is you gotta go all in. Okay. Okay, kavod hu olam hazeh ha-garua. The Goyin says receiving kavod is an expression of this world, and it's not good. But if you are a wealthy man who can use your wealth to help others, that's a great level. Sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu can give someone Oysher because it's what does he mean? That the wealth can sometimes be in the place of Yisurim because he says it creates a person's in this. It says that's what the pasuk in Kehelet. Oysher shamal lebalav l'ra'asa. That sometimes the oysher could be, you know, not good for the person, but the person is yoytzi yisurim by having it. I'm not sure what he means by that, you know, honestly. But I think he means the jealousy. That sometimes it's the pain of figuring out what to do with it. I don't know. I'm not sure what he means by that. But Al-Koponim, that's what the Goyin says. And one more line, tzaddikim matzvinim gam schar haperis on abal tevasim, like he said earlier, even the schar of the peris, tzaddikim will keep to olam abal. Even though we said some mitzvahs you get peris on olam hazeh, but the peris of most mitzvahs are going to be in olam abal. Okay? You got to run to another share, and we will be in touch. We'll see you tomorrow.